You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
The Finnish Estonian novelist and playwright Sofi Oksanen's novel Purge won both of Finland's most prestigious literary awards and has become an international bestseller. Set in 1992, shortly after the collapse of the Soviet Union and the withdrawal of Soviet forces from Estonia, it tells the story of two Estonian women from different generations, one that struggled against the Soviet occupation in the 1940s, and one trapped by the cruel realities of Europe at the end of the 20th century. Purge has been translated from the Finnish by Lola Rogers, and it's published by Black Cat, an imprint of Grove Atlantic. I'm very pleased that it brings Sofi Oksanen into our show today. Hello.
Hello, very pleased to hear you.
Now, how do I pronounce this name? Because it has two vowels in the first name and two vowels in the second name. Alida Tru?
Alida Tru.
She's an old woman living in the countryside in Estonia when she finds Zara, a young woman, lying in her yard one morning. Her first thought is that it's a trap. What kind of trap does she think it could be?
Well, the story takes place in 1992, just after Estonia has regained its independence. And at that time, there were so much criminality on the countryside and lots of mobsters coming from other parts of former Soviet Union. And it was a very strange time because the whole society had collapsed.
Now, why Estonia? Because it's because of its geographic location?
Well, Estonia was Soviet occupied for 50 years, and when the Soviet Union collapsed, that meant that everything that had been, for protection and all the military forces and everything was just falling apart. And also, actually, at that time, Soviet forces were still in Estonia, and they had problems because there was no one paying the wages for the soldiers. So it was a perfect time for everybody who wanted to dig gold or just rob something.
Alida can tell right away that Zara's clothes are Western. What does that mean to her?
Well, it means that Zara is a little bit suspicious because where did she get the Western clothes?
Well, she went to the West, no?
Yeah, but Alida doesn't know that yet. Mm-hmm. When she saw Zara on her backyard. And that means that Zara has some kind of perhaps criminal connections to West or to somebody who can smuggle Western stuff to Soviet Union and Estonia.
Alida has her own problems. She's harassed by neighborhood boys. They write Tibla and Magadan on her door. What does that mean?
Magadan was a concentration camp in Siberia, a death camp practically. And Tibla means Russia. It's a slang word. And those boys they don't like Alida's past, so they are mocking at her.
And what's wrong with her past?
Well, Alida has been married to a communist, Martin Tru, to save herself, actually. But that means that she's a suspicious person, again. And I don't want to give spoilers, but let's say that Alida has been working for KGB as well.
Mm. And people were angry at that. During World War II, when the Russians and the Germans were in Estonia, many Estonians sided with the Germans.
Yeah.
Which became a big issue throughout the occupation from then on.
Yeah. Soviet occupation, the first Soviet occupation took place 1441, and it was a horrible, horrible time for Estonians. A lot of people were executed, murdered, deported as well. And after Germans came, they promised Estonia that Estonia would be independent again Oh, okay, so that was a lie, of course, but Estonia wanted to believe that. And from Estonian point of view, the Germans liberated them from Soviet power.
And then the Soviets, of course, held Estonians in suspicion from then on.
Yeah, yeah.
How did Zara wind up in Alida's yard?
She had done quite a journey. She was born in Vladivostok,
which is the other side of that's in south of Siberia, but pretty much on the Pacific Ocean.
And
Estonia is all the way on the other side of the former Soviet Union.
Zara's mother and grandmother are of Estonian heritage, and they were deported to Siberia, and they were not allowed to come back home, so they had to stay here, and that's why Zara was born in Vladivostok.
And she had hoped to get back to the western side of the country, or get back to Estonia?
Perhaps she has a dream about that, but most of all, her aim is to get money for the education. And that was a trap for quite many young women.
She winds up being a prostitute.
Yeah.
She gets caught up in international sex trafficking. Yeah. Which is that something still going on, or was that really more prevalent in 1991 with the collapse of the whole society?
Well, economical crisis has struck Eastern Europe in a very hard way. And the impact of that is quite horrible.
Oksana shows up in, Oksana is a friend of Zara. She shows up in her apartment in Vladivostok in a black Volga car. And Zara was warned about those cars by her mother. Why? What's wrong with the black Volga car?
Before, in Soviet times, there were Politburo cars that only powerful people had, members of party, members of Politburo, members of KGB. So they had no any kind of restrictions, those cars, people who were driving in them.
So should she have taken this as a bad omen?
Yeah, perhaps.
Is it Oksana who ends up luring her into this terrible world of sex trafficking?
Yeah. And that's something that is done and has been done quite often, that somebody who is close, somebody you trust, is the one actually who is taking you into this business.
Well, pretty much all the women here have been traumatized by violence or some other kind of abuse in their lives. Is that typical? Do you think of, for example, Zara's mother and her grandmother during the Soviet occupation of Estonia, they had problems?
Yeah, well, when you think about dictatorship and society that is ruled by terror, then there are quite many ways to persuade people and to take control of people. And different kinds of, this kind of means, how to use violence, they were used on Estonians as well.
Do you think people outside of the area are aware that this sort of thing has happened?
Well, using rape and sexual violence as a war weapon and a tool for control, that's nothing new.
Although we mostly talk about it these days in connection to what's going on in Africa or parts of Asia.
Yeah.
You are Finnish-Estonian. These are neighboring countries. Which side of the border did you grow up in?
I was born in the middle of Finland in a small town.
Was life across the Gulf of Finland dramatically different?
Totally, totally different.
Uh-huh. But how aware were you of what was going on in the Baltic states?
Well, we traveled there always when we got visa. It wasn't very easy to travel there at that time. And my grandparents were Estonians, and as well as half of the family. So I heard quite a lot.
And would we say Estonia is all that different from Latvia and Lithuania, the other Baltic states?
Well, it is. Different language, totally different language, different religion, everything.
Closer to Finnish or just a
Estonia is sort of closer to Finnish, yeah.
At the end of the book, you include secret police records. What do they reveal about the story we think we know?
Well, the reason for those documents is that when I was doing background research, I was reading those reports.
Have they been made available? In some countries, yeah. In the former communist republics, the secret police records have been made available. In other ones, it was felt that they shouldn't be made available to protect actually the victims.
Yeah, well, in Estonia, there's massively available that kind of stuff. And I was struck by the language because the language is so cold and so, it's not humane. And that's why I wanted to also to get that language and feeling also to the novel.
Do people seek out their records, or would they prefer to keep what's in the past in the past?
It depends. Some people say that after reading the reports about themselves, they felt so sick and almost mentally raped when reading those reports, and there are people who don't even want to read them.
This is your first book to be published in English. How many others have you written?
Two.
Is translating from Finnish to English something that is a pretty easy thing to do? Is Finnish at all like the Germanic languages?
No, it's a Finno-Ukrainian language, so it's totally different from English. But you have to ask the translator if it's
Well, you speak English, so, and I'm sure that you were consulted during the translation.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. It's so totally different from English. So actually, those tricks with the language I do in Finnish. So you have to find a totally new kind of expression and form for that in English.
Mm-hmm. Is it closer to Russian?
No.
It's just a unique language.
Well, there are quite many Finno-Ukrainian languages, but they are so small. and Finnish is one of the biggest ones.
Sofi Oksanen's novel Purge, by the way, Oksanen is spelled Oksanen, is published by Black Cat, which is a division of Grove Atlantic, and it's an international bestseller, and it's just been made available in this country. I suspect it's going to do well here as well. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.